About 100 people braved the rain to attend the Rise for Climate Action March at the Indiana State House on Saturday. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports speakers focused on midterm elections and how climate change harms underserved communities.
The Indianapolis event was one of several marches that took place across the country with the help of the People's Climate Movement. The group that organized a march of about 200,000 people in Washington, D.C. last year to protest President Trump's environmental policies. With midterm elections only a few months away, Saturday's speakers emphasized that now is the time to demand climate action and vote for politicians that make the environment a priority. But much of the event also highlighted how climate change has become a social justice issue.
Guess who is affected by hurricanes, droughts, and floods? Say it with me. Diverse communities and low-income communities.
That's Esteban Ortiz of the national group Green Latinos. Other speakers mentioned the fact that 4 years after the lead contamination began, the city of Flint, Michigan still doesn't have clean drinking water. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.